Local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel by request, American woman, and she sure is. Michelle Salzman is here. She is our Florida House representative for District 1, and with her friend, we have so many titles for you, but Jennifer. Jennifer Harrison is here, and I guess for this particular show, you're the event coordinator. Is that correct?
We go with that.
Yeah. All right. Event coordinator, marketing director, chief of staff.
There you go.
Wrangler of all the things.
Yeah,
we could call her a cowgirl because
there you go. Okay.
I just can go whip home me and change the boots.
Well, first of all, let's mention again, we've been talking about it all morning. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. I know this is close to your heart, Michelle, as well.
And, yes, absolutely. It's my holiday.
Yeah,
it's my holiday. I've been telling everybody, my whole family all week. I'm like, it's my day. It's my holiday. It's my holiday.
Yes.
Buy me gifts and flowers and all the things. And they were like, they're going back and forth amongst each other in group text. And they're like, when did this start? This has never happened before. I'm like, 20 missed years. 20 years of missed opportunity. But when people say thank you for your service, I tell them you're worth it. And each and every one of the Americans in this community and all across the country are worth it. It doesn't matter if we agree or disagree, what side of the aisle you're on, what your ideology is. None of that matters to me. I put that uniform on to fight for your right to all the things, and we all should have that right. So happy Veterans Day to all of you. And what a great day it is in Pensacola, other than the cold, I'm just going to say. Yeah.
Well, and I always like to say thank you for your service and for giving me my freedom.
You were worth it.
Yes, I'm very grateful for that.
So, I like that.
But what I'm grateful for, too, is what an amazing community we have here in Pensacola.
Yes.
And even though it is cold today, there's a lot of stuff happening that is out of our control. We won't even get into all of it necessarily, but there's some food shortages. There's a food crisis in our community over Pensacola. God bless all of our food pantries have been. I've been talking with Dee Dee Flanlacker over at Manna Food Pantries. A lot of the Christian churches have pantries are all, I mean, they're at three to four times what they normally do in terms of the food that they're distributing right now with so many folks on furlough. So tell us about what you're doing, Michelle, to help out.
I mean, it's called a Thanksgiving food distribution, but really it's a community-led initiative. We have Sheriff Chip Simmons, Kevin Stevens, Superintendent Keith Leonard, Ashley Hoffberger, just tons of elected community leaders come in, elected and appointed, I guess I should say, with Keith. But they show up, and we just love on the community. It's not just about providing the food. It's about giving them the moment to where they see that fellowship and they recognize that we see them, and we just connect. You know, we walk the line. We call it walking the line. We walk down the long line of cars, and we just talk to them. We have pastors that walk the line and offer to pray over them if they would like, if anything's on their heart. But we actually started out with 300 families with full Thanksgiving meals and a full week of groceries for a family. But we have since upped that to 400 families now instead of just 300 because of a couple of things. We have the need in the community, as everybody knows. It's really strong right now, but we also have a mother who will be calling in a little while and talking about that, sharing her story and what encouraged her to come in. She contributed a donation in the name of her son, and it's just so moving what she's doing to carry on the legacy of her child. She had such a horrible loss, but we're excited to have it. It's going to be lots of great food. We call it the Chick-fil-A of food distributions because it is. It's smooth. There's hundreds of volunteers that come out. If you come and volunteer, you are not going to be bored, but you won't be so stressed out. You know, sometimes you show up at these food distributions and you don't know where to go. It's chaos. People are angry. It's just a mess. Not here. Not with Jennifer Harrison in charge. She's got the whip out. She's like the cowgirl wrangling the cattle of the herd of cats. Cats, I should say.
And sure, we can go with that.
Well, I was answering the phone. Did you mention where this is, the time and the place?
I did not.
It's this coming Saturday, the 15th, at Marcus Point Baptist Church. We have cars that will start going through at 7:30, but we encourage people to get there early, as we have people that will line up in the wee hours of midnight, 1, 2, 3, to make sure. And I can tell you, I've had quadruple the amount of calls this time from people in need who have questions to people that are volunteering or want to volunteer. So we will have more people than usual involved. We have hundreds of volunteers that have signed up.
But it sounds like you're prepared. You've got, this is here, 30,000 pounds of food and full Thanksgiving meals, which is incredible.
Yeah, so we have Farm Share that brings us the truck full of food, and that's going to be healthy food, you know, a protein, bread, some sort of usually vegetables, fruit, liquid of some sort, you know, milk or whatever it is. And then we also have a Thanksgiving box that we give out. The butcher shop donates our protein. And then, which Kevin is just an amazing community partner. We also had Pensacola Christian College that donated pies this year.
Oh, that's great.
So we have a pie in the box. And then we also have all the other things. So we have people like Kevin Stevens and others that donate monetary, and we use that to purchase the food that goes in the box, you know, the green beans and the corn
State
and everything
Farm,
like
FPL,
that.
State Farm, FPL, Aaron Erskine, International Paper, Marcus Point Baptist Church, Kering Health, Havens of Pensacola, Coral Bay, Butcher Shop, Sheriff's Foundation, United Rentals donates the forklift every single time. Farm Share comes in clutch with all that fresh produce and fruit. And then we have people from the community that just say, I want to give. You know, Brian Wire comes out every time, the CEO of the Minority Chamber. He contributed monetarily this time. The Medical Center Clinic, Brian Kirby, always contributes to everything we do. You know, Thane with the Sleep Center, Ace Unlocks. There are so many organizations that will, if we call, if we're short anything, I call and say, hey, I need a little bit more. And because we increased the amount from 300 to 400 families, we need a little bit extra. So I did reach out to Brian Kirby last minute and I said, hey, you want to give a little bit? It's really, the community partnership is so big, and they just see the value in it. We don't just dump food in the car and they drive off. And we don't just give it to people that show up then. We have people that call ahead of time and say, I can't make it. How can we help? We find a way. We have people that can't drive up. They walk up. We will give you. Right. It doesn't matter how you arrive. I don't care how you get here. Get here if you can, right? The song. So just get here. You can reach me by your caravan. It doesn't matter.
Get here and we take care of you.
That's awesome. Right. That's right. We will love on you. This is not just about feeding. It's about nourishing the community.
Well, it's an amazing, just the list of companies that you just listed is really extraordinary. And we had a call come in. Why don't you introduce our guest? Because it's a special story, I understand.
Yes. So Andrea is on the line. She is a mother that called me a few weeks back and just wanted to do something in honor of her son. I'll let her tell the story, but she lost her son a year ago and just wanted to give back. And that's why we were able to increase the amount with a donation from her. She just wanted to bless other families in the name of her son. So,
Andrea, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, here.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back to you so we can hear your story in full without you being rushed. And in the meantime, if you've got a question for Representative Saltzman, Jennifer Harrison, about the Thanksgiving food distribution this Saturday, it's happening at Marcus Point Baptist Church starting at 7:30 a.m., please text your questions in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Okay, here we go. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. We're here with Jennifer Harrison and Representative Michelle Saltzman about the Thanksgiving food distribution that's happening this Saturday, November 15th, at Marcus Point Baptist Church, starting at 7:30. Representative Saltzman is a busy woman, and she had to leave us. But we have a special guest on the show on the phone. Andrea is with her. Jennifer, why don't you introduce Andrea again for us?
Okay, so Andrea's on the phone. She called me a few weeks ago and wanted to just give something to help out and do it in honor of her son. I'll let her tell the story of what happened and whatever she wants to talk about. But she really wanted to get involved in the community, found our flyer, and felt that it was a good fit for what she wanted to do.
Good morning, Andrea. You're on, my dear. Tell us your story.
Good morning. My name is Andrea. I lost my son. It's been almost a year and a half ago. He was murdered homicide. And, you know, he was at a private birthday party, and him and his friends were sitting in the car, and some guys came up and just, you know, came up and killed them
for no reason, apparently.
But yeah, and that was my oldest son. He was 23 years old.
Oh.
His name was Trayshawn Powers, and his nickname is Dank. So I just, you know, I have been blessed, and, you know, with, you know, still just grieving as a mother, and I've been blessed. And my son, him and his friends, you know, they used to do things for the community. They used to go around to the different projects in Pensacola and get baskets and hand out turkeys, go to door to door handing out turkeys. So I tried to think of something to come up just to try to keep his memory alive and keep his name alive. So I thought and thought and thought. I was like, what can I do? What can I do? So I was reaching out to people and getting turned down. And so I just so happened to stumble up on the flyer for Michelle Sausman food distribution. So I, you know, read over the flyer. I called the number, called Miss Jennifer, and I was so honored. You know, her and Michelle gave me this opportunity to give back, this, you know, to the community, because the need is so greatly in this community. And so, and I just want to bless others, because I know my son had it in his heart to bless people, and I just wanted to do that, also keep his memory alive and participate in activities. You know that. Participate in activities in honor involving others by sharing memories and participating in acts of kindness in supporting a cause in honor of in his name.
Oh, Andrea, I'm so moved by your story. I'm getting a little choked up here. I know how difficult it must be, and I'm so sorry for your loss. But what a beautiful way to honor your son's memory, the fact that he and his friends used to do these kinds of things, passing out the turkeys, and now you'll be able to do the same in his name. Mm-hmm. And tell us his name again so we don't forget.
His name is Trayshawn Powers.
Trayshawn
Powers. His nickname was Dane.
I was going to say, what was the nickname? I'm not catching that. Dang? Dank?
Oh, Dank, yeah. So that's why I had said I called it Thanksgiving on
Dank.
My side.
Yeah. I gotcha. Oh, Thanksgiving. Oh,
yes,
my gosh. I may not call it anything else from now on. I love that.
It's such a great way to turn,
turn
what you went through into something positive. I love it.
Oh, that's really wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's great.
Thank you.
Will you be out there on Saturday?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay. Yeah. She'll be out there with a team of volunteers. I told her to wear a shirt honoring her son, so she can bless every. She's going to walk the line and, you know, bless everybody with her words and just give back.
Yes.
I just love this story, and I wish I could give you a big hug right through this microphone.
Come on Saturday. You'll see.
That's right. I should. That's right. I don't know, 7:30 is a little early for me, but I might have to wander over there. It's a great event. So thank you so much for being with us.
Ma'am.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention before you go?
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, dear.
I think that's it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you all for having me.
All right. Well, thank you.
We are definitely going to be honoring Dank this weekend, and I love Thanksgiving. I think that's the best way to go. Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And have a good day. Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, Jennifer, you must have just, when you got the call from her, that's just a beautiful story. That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving, gratitude, being kind to others.
It is. It's just giving back. And it takes a community to build a community. So any way I can let people help give back in whatever way they can.
Mm-hmm.
I told Michelle, and she was like, whatever we want to do, whatever she wants to do. Let's make it happen.
I love it. So, again, why don't you give us the date and time? And just, you had got a couple of tips now. Someone may be just joining us on getting there earlier, that kind of thing.
So it'll be this Saturday at November 15th at Marcus Point Baptist Church. We will start running cars at 7:30 through the line, but get there early. The earlier, the better. We will have volunteers showing up at 6. So if you do want to volunteer, show up at 6. And
so
I'll
you can
put you
still
to work.
Volunteer if you want
to. I don't turn volunteers away.
Oh, that's great.
There was always something to do.
Okay.
So get there as early as you can. I do have people that show up midnight, 1, 2, 3 wow. o'clock to get in line. So we will have the sheriff's department that will have everything coned off. You'll know exactly where to go. They'll be there directing traffic in the morning, probably starting about 6. So, yeah.
And you said this year you have 400 meals.
Yes.
That's
yes.
amazing.
So, and it really depends on what we get from Farm Share. Sometimes I can stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends what we get, but minimum 400. And then, yeah, we okay. go from there. We give it out until we can't give out anymore.
Is this information on a website anywhere, or is there
It's on, there is an event on Facebook.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
I can give my phone number. They're free to call with any questions.
Are you still taking monetary contributions?
Yeah, if anybody wants to donate, that's more food we can go get.
Yeah,
so we can actually purchase more. Yeah, we can purchase more to go in the Thanksgiving box.
Okay.
And it's never too late. We will always take it and redistribute it how it needs to be. So.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. What's your number?
It's 850-324-2744.
Okay, we're talking about the Thanksgiving food distribution. It's going to happen this Saturday, November 15th. 7:30 is when it starts until supplies last, but they looks like they have enough for 400 meals this year, mm-hmm. whereas he did 300, I believe, last year. And it's at Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back with Jennifer in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with Jennifer Harrison. Michelle Salzman, our representative, was just here. She's off and about. She's always busy. Got another place to go.
At a veterans event today.
Shocker. Veterans Day. Don't forget, the parade, I think, has already started in downtown, correct? I believe it started at 10 or 11. And then we have the one on the beach this afternoon, mm-hmm. so you can check out that and celebrate. Hopefully you've got the day off. A lot of people do. But this weekend is why we're here. So, Jennifer, if you want to go over the details in case somebody just joined us.
Sure. We are doing a Thanksgiving food distribution. It will be at Marcus Point Baptist Church, November 15th, which is a Saturday. The cars will start going through at 7:30, but we encourage everybody to get there early to line up. So that you can make sure you get food. We will have volunteers there starting at 6. So if you want to volunteer, you are still more than welcome to show up or give me a call. Yeah, and we're going to give away 2 boxes per family. It'll be a box of food from Farm Share, which will last probably about a week, depending on the size of your family. And also a Thanksgiving box, basically Thanksgiving in a box. We have protein donated from the butcher shop. We have pies donated from Pensacola Christian College. And then we have everything else you would need to make a full Thanksgiving dinner.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay, that's going to be happening again this Saturday, November 15th, 7:30 a.m. And you were saying probably want to get there before then if you want to get in line.
Yeah, I would definitely get there early. We have it blocked off so you'll know where to go. You'll see other cars lined up. But the earlier you get there, the better. Just to make sure you get food that day.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was remiss. The Veterans Parade in Pensacola was this morning at 9, but they are having a gathering over at the Veterans Memorial Park. So there may be some folks still hanging out there. And I believe the beach parade starts at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. This is an amazing day, Veterans Day. We've got Thanksgiving holiday coming up. There's no better time that I can think of mm-hmm. to have an event like this.
Yes, yes. We want to bless as many families as we can.
Okay, and thank you again to Andrea, and in honor of her son, Dank, mm-hmm. who I just love that nickname. We're officially going to call this Danksgiving. So the generosity of people like Andrea and others are the people that make mm-hmm. this happen for us, and it really is incredible.
Yep. It takes a village.
Absolutely. All right. So thanks to everybody for being here this morning. Thank you, Jennifer, for all that you do. I know you're the coordinator of this whole deal.
I love it, though. I love it.
Good for you. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service and for giving us our freedom.